Today we begin Holy Week, the holiest week of the Christian year. And towards the end of the week, we celebrate the three most important holy days of our Christian lives. On Thursday, we celebrate the Feast of the Last Supper, when we remember that Jesus instituted the Eucharist, the Mass, which we are celebrating right now. On Friday, which we call Good Friday because it was very good for us, we remember how Jesus died on the cross for us, for each and every one of us. And then on Saturday, Sunday, we celebrate the greatest feast of the church year, Easter, and praise the Lord for rising from the dead. Through his death and resurrection, Jesus destroyed the power of death and sin, and through his resurrection, he reopened the gates of paradise to all of us. Hopefully, each of us will participate in as many liturgies as we can and remember that what we're celebrating is nothing less than the immense, unfailing love and mercy of God for every single one of us. When Jesus died on the cross, he died for each one of us, for all of us. He knew that this would happen. He knew we would be here today. And out of love and a desire for our salvation, he willingly went to the cross. As Paul says in the readings, his reading from Ephesians today, he said that Jesus took the form of a slave and died on the cross for you and me. This is Almighty God becoming a human being, becoming a slave to die for us so that we could be saved. And so we always have the ability to say to the Lord, Lord, forgive me for my sins, and we can be reconciled with the God. That's the new covenant that Jesus instituted with his death and resurrection. So we're here today already participating in the first fruits of Jesus' death and resurrection in the Mass. And hopefully we will all be faithful so that when we die, we will be able to be with Jesus for all eternity in heaven. Now that's what God wants. God became a human being, suffered and died for every one of us so that we could be saved. So it's up to us each and every day to recommit ourselves to our faith, what began in baptism. When we sin, to turn away from sin and turn back to the gospel, to live the good news each and every day so that we can draw more people to Jesus. Let more people know that there is a God who created them out of love to be with him in heaven for all eternity. And that's our task. That's our vocation, to be spreaders of the good news. Just like the apostles and the early disciples, we too are called to thank God for what he has done for us, what he has accomplished, and to tell other people about it. Because there are many people that continue to live in darkness and despair and sin who have not heard about Jesus or do not know enough about him. So that's our commitment. We are called to recommit ourselves to proclaiming Jesus as our Lord and Savior each and every day. So again, as we continue our Eucharistic celebration today and the great feast of our faith, let us pray that we will always be faithful to the one who loves us immensely, who desires us to be with him, and who stopped at nothing to show his deep and abiding love for you and me.